Remember when how you felt was the biggest part of you? When you had a feeling and no matter what your mind said, you trusted your gut more? My grandmother left Germany in 1931 on such a feeling. "It's not going to be good for Jews here anymore," she said. And she sent her husband to America, and then a year later, when he had found a job, she joined him with her two children, my mother and my uncle. I always prided myself on that part of me that was like her. When my friends showed off their family heirlooms, I'd joke, "No jewels," but I did get my grandmother's intuition. There was nothing funny about it. I really have been able to base my most important decisions not on facts, but always on feelings. I remember being in a coffee shop when I heard a 5-year-old say, "Mummy, how come you and Daddy were fighting last night?" And the mother quickly said, "Oh, we weren't fighting, honey. That was the TV." And then she did the weirdest thing. She winked at me as if we were in this conspiracy together. I know about little white lies to save kids from worrying, but I also know what those lies do to a kid's natural ability to understand their surroundings. Intuition gets worn down at different times for different people, but mine was always strong, until recently. I've had 4 deaths of people close to me in the last 2 weeks, and somehow I didn't draw on those special powers of instinctive knowing. The first one was a young friend who calls me about once every 5 months for a catch-up chat. A week ago, he called while I was watching my favorite TV show, and even though I heard his message, I didn't pick up. "I'll call him back tomorrow," I planned. But I didn't get to it the next day, or the next. And even though his face flashed in front of me 2 times, I still didn't pay attention. "He'll call back. We just talked a few weeks ago. What more could we possibly say to each other?" And then his sister texted me that he'd had a heart attack in line at the bank and died at 47. And I never called him back. I had spent more time thinking about calling him back than if I had just picked up the damn phone and dialed. But my ultra-busy life, shopping at Kroenig's, watching television, reading emails, was just too time-consuming to have made the effort. And now he is gone. 10 days ago, out of nowhere, I heard the voice of my doctor who had delivered my son Dan, and I thought, "Oh, I have to call Barbara and Stanley. They are 2 dear friends." But I didn't do it. 2 days after I heard him in my head, I got a call from his daughter-in-law that he had died. But I had all those emails to read, all that shopping. I won't add fuel to my broken-hearted fire by describing in detail the other 2 losses. You get the point. Maybe they weren't earth-shattering get-out-of-Germany-before-it's-too-late kinds of premonitions, but still, for me, they are huge wake-up calls. I have always known the mind is a great servant but a lousy master. The question now is, what do I do to remind myself? Maybe I just did.